how do you understand this? Well, you need another kind of idea, and the governance agency and governance capital are significant. We came to this idea because you can't explain the lack of relationship between governing body effectiveness and socioeconomic context. All the indications would point to governing bodies being less effective in disadvantaged settings. You would think that, wouldn't you? I certainly would. But actually, in truth, you can get great governing bodies in all settings. You can get poor governing bodies in all settings. So it's not, according to our analysis, related to socioeconomic context. Okay, so how do you make sense of that? And you need something which then actually takes account of people's energy and endeavours and commitments and motivations for government. So we came up with these two ideas, which got their roots in kind of quite big social theory ideas. One is this notion of governance capital, which is the network of individuals and their capabilities, relationships and motivations that are available for the governing of a school. So if you've got a lot of people who have the right kind of capabilities, connected appropriately, and have the appropriate motivation in your school's hinterland, then you know you're pretty darn fortunate, and you can actually make something of that. You've got quite a lot going for you in terms of potential for good governance. But you've then got something interacting with that, which is governance agencies. It's the capacity of those involved in governing of a school to act. And of course, one of the key things about how you might act is how you actually ensure succession, how you ensure engagement, how you bring people in. So you've got, in the ideas I was talking about before and the set of ideas preceding that, you've got this other big idea strapped onto this. So let's just see how these work, because what you get is what we model is a kind of amplifier effect. Nothing particularly clever here. You've got a high level of governance agency, you've got a lot of capacity to draw on the available governance capital. Okay, if the school's successful, held in high esteem, or is viewed with affection in the way that I just said about that primary school, we all just love the school, then it's likely to have a high level of governance capital. So this is a school that's well regarded in lots of ways. So people are likely to be drawn towards it, likely to want to participate. So you've got that sense of governance capital there. If you've got a high socioeconomic setting, then you're likely to have a high level of governance capital around. Okay? They are likely to be successful business people, they're likely to be professional people, that's what socioeconomic context says. Okay. Of course, the amplifier effect can work the other way, interaction of governance agency and capital, but this is a low level of governance agency, so there's not a lot of enthusiasm, endeavour, motivation, energy in the governing of the school. School not considered to be successful, nobody really likes it. So nobody is really, a number of people out there who have the capability and the desire is low. And the school is in a low socioeconomic setting. So around the school, sorry, that says, let's drop that off to, I forget what it says now. And it's a draw upon. Okay, school, so, you know, and I can point you to a school in Northeast Cumbria where that's exactly the case. Embedded, primary school embedded in a large former council housing estate, and the people there just do not have the skills and the capabilities to really support that school in the way that it could be supported. So, okay. So, what you've got here is things interacting around that. And just in, you can probably hear me the way I was talking there, comes to this point here, which I'll get to in a moment. So what we've covered here is validity of employer-employee engagement. That it's the right, it is an appropriate thing to be doing for a whole set of reasons. We've covered ways of thinking about employer and employee engagement, that's the orthogonal grid. Now, this employer and employee engagement is part of and complements governance capital. So the way of seeing this bigger picture is to say, well, it's part of the governance capital. then you're left with this rather tantalising idea that governance capital has an agency of its own, and that it's not just out there and passive, but actually there's a motivational aspect and a dynamic and an energy to that too. And of course you see that in the companies that seek to engage people in school governing. They are out there, they're part of the governance capital, but they're actually pushing into schools themselves. So it gets even more complicated than that, and that's one of the things I think when we write up this whole piece we'll be working with. But I think as far as the task force is concerned, it's an issue about how can the agency of employers who want to, who could push people into school governing, enable people to take up school governing, support employees who are involved in school governing, how can that agency of employers be generated and developed and pushed and be harnessed appropriately for the benefit of school governing? Okay, and I think just about finish this off. Okay, any questions about that last point or the last section or anything that was said? Yes, Karen.